Good day, everybody. Time for your afternoon wrap-up. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network. Back in just a moment with a look at all of your agricultural markets for today. Coming up next.
Stillwater Milling Company, where we take livestock nutrition seriously. A&M feeds are made from ingredients that are tested to ensure safety, quality, and absolutely no fillers. Stillwater Milling Company works with Oklahoma State University livestock specialists to stay current on new developments in the care and feeding of livestock. Choose A&M feeds for safe, quality livestock feed. Call Stillwater Milling Company at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company.
Midwest Farm Shows is the longest running sponsor of our daily farm and ranch email and operates the two best farm shows in Oklahoma. This coming spring, it's the Oklahoma City Farm Show, April 20th through 22nd at State Fair Park, put on by Midwest Farm Shows. Call the show's manager, Ron Bormaster, for more information on how you can be a part of the Oklahoma City Farm Show at 507-437-7969. Also check our website at OklahomaFarmReport.com for details about how you can sign up for our daily farm news email.
Strong pressure quickly developed today in both live cattle and lean hog futures trade. Wide shifts seen in the complex throughout the holiday week as well as the end of the year market movements have created some potential shifts still to develop as traders actively returning to the markets. Corn prices higher in light trade today. March corn futures about 4 cents higher. The Dow Jones is 18 points higher. NASDAQ up 16 points. Firm pressure held in live cattle futures today. This follows the inability for traders to stay focused on firm buyer interest, which developed early in the session. The strong turn lower at the end of last week, though, has created additional market uncertainty through early January. Cash cattle markets, though, remain quiet, with the only activity seen through the market in show list distribution. In feeder cattle, futures remain mostly higher, but strong gains early in the day faded to narrow gains. The inability to hold higher prices given the pressure through the rest of the complex may actually have sparked some additional market pressure in the complex, although firming cattle values in the cash market may help to minimize long-term pressure. Grain futures were mixed today as big gains in stocks and other commodities around the world didn't show much of a coattail effect for agriculture this far into 2017. Improved manufacturing data out of China, though, helped to jumpstart a rally, which led U.S. stock index futures to big gains on the first day of trading in the new year. Corn prices tried holding on to the last vestiges of a small overnight rally that took March futures above their 25-day moving average and the resistance line drawn off December highs. Soybeans were unable to hold an early rally overnight, softening as futures in China turned lower. With harvest underway in Brazil and the Lunar Year holidays beginning at the end of January, exports could begin to soften soon. Wheat prices were narrowly mixed today as they tried to recover from four straight losing years. All three contracts hovered just below chart resistance, with key news expected over the next week. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on Radio Oklahoma Network.